1320 WILS. Some very strange things happening in gold and silver prices. First, a flash crash in gold, and then suddenly another one in silver. What's happening here, and why are prices dropping in general? We're joined by a man whose investment focus has been entirely on precious metals since 2002. Andrew Hoffman is with us. He's a CFA and the media director at Miles Franklin Precious Metals Investments. It's milesfranklin.com. Andy, great to have you on 1320 WILS.
Well, thanks for having me. And yes, I cut my teeth in this sector back with GATA, or the Gold Antitrust Action Committee, way back in like 2002 and 3. On the precious metal manipulation. So I probably know more about this topic than pretty much anyone in the world.
Interesting.
It's funny you said first a gold flash crash and then a silver one. I'm thinking, oh, when was the gold one? I mean, there's been so many, I'm not even sure which one you're talking about. Obviously, yeah. The silver one that occurred last week. Last week was just a week of the, let's call it the, they call it the commercials on the COMEX trading exchange, which is really the government trying to push the price down and cover their shorts during the holiday shortened week. And on Thursday night, what you saw, as usual, in the middle of the night during the thinnest hours, all of a sudden, someone dumped 20% of global physical production, which doesn't even exist, onto the market, and in 1 minute, and you had a 10% drop in silver in 1 minute. And I'd say that this is, you say it's unusual or shocking. It's not. I've been watching this for 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
There's never a flash jump. There's always flash crashes because the U.S. government leads a group that I call the gold cartel that tries to hold prices down for the same reason that they hold the stock market up and the bond market up, to preserve what I call the largest, most destructive fiat Ponzi scheme in history. Mm. That is fiat currency anchored by the U.S. dollar.
So, and how does that work? How does the U.S. government actually actively keep gold prices down?
Well, I mean, in the short term, it's very easy for the same. I mean, look at the Dow. I mean, they do the same algorithms every single day. They've crowded out most of the hedge funds and the private investors to the point where it's only a handful of large players like governments that are in the market all day long. They have unlimited pockets, and in the paper markets, you can pretty much do whatever you want. That's why we have all-time low volatility right now, and that's why we never have corrections. There's no such thing as bad news anymore. And that's why we have what I call dot-com valuations in a Great Depression era. In the physical markets, in the short term, it's also the same kind of thing. They just smash the price, but with unlimited amounts of naked shorts. They sell the GLD, same kind of thing. They naked short it. No one's complaining about it. I mean, look, Deutsche Bank just admitted that they've been manipulating the gold and silver markets for years, and yet the CFTC, or Commodity Futures Trading Commission, just concluded a five-year study of silver trading on the COMEX and said there was nothing wrong, even though at the same time Deutsche Bank is admitting they did it wrong, that they were cheating. So again, look, the government and the regulators and the banks, they're all in this together because they're preserving the status quo that benefits the 1% at the expense of the 99%. And that's why in the real economy right now, this is as bad as it's been. The real wages are as low as they've been in 40 years. The labor participation rate is the same.
Mm-hmm.
Food stamps and entitlements are pretty much at record high. Debt's at a record high. U.S. output, manufacturing jobs, all gone. And now the retail Armageddon that Amazon and others is only going to make worse is just getting started right now. The subprime auto loans, student loans, you name it, all underwritten by the government in the name of the 1%.
Andrew Hoffman with us with Miles Franklin. So, here on WILS, what does that mean? So these markets, the gold and silver, are being actively manipulated, you're saying? Well, what does that mean then for people investing in gold and silver in general?
Well, in all of them, all markets. The thing is, the difference between gold and silver and other markets is when you talk about stocks and bonds, they're all paper. So theoretically, you can manipulate them forever. I mean, heck, they could buy every stock in the market, and own all the companies and still make the stocks go higher by doing wash trades with themselves at higher prices if they wanted to. But when you talk about physical markets, there are ramifications. There is, as I call it, an oil PPT in there as well. There's no doubt that they're in there trying to support the price of oil. The problem is that the oil keeps piling up, and that's why the price doesn't seem to want to go any higher no matter what they try.
Mm-hmm.
And the same thing in precious metals. All these years of holding the prices down have created this incredible supply-demand imbalance. Right now, the physical markets are as tight as they've ever been. Record, there's pretty close to record demand right now. physical supply because the mining industry has been so decimated, it's going down. In fact, gold supply is now predicted by the mainstream, not just by me, to fall by something like 25% over the next 5 or 10 years, because for years they have been had their capital strangled by the stocks being knocked down and the price of their product being knocked down. They've had to borrow a lot of money and they haven't explored. So as a result, you now have demand soaring, inventories are almost gone, and the supply is falling. So just like there's too much oil because they held the price up, there's too little gold and silver because they held the price down. And that's why we're nearing the time where, you know, it's not the first time we've had this happen. There was a thing called the London Gold Pool in the 1960s, tried to do the same thing, collapsed in 1968, and 10 years later the price went from $35 to $900. The same kind of thing will happen here because all cartels fail.
No, we're talking to Andy Hoffman. It's milesfranklin.com is where you can find him. The issue with the gold, the last flash crash I'm talking about is the one where 1.8 million ounce trade was blamed on a fat finger incident, some kind of an erroneous trade. Are you familiar with that one?
Yeah. Oh God. The thing is, there's so many of them. It's not one. I've watched dozens of these exact same things, and I'm just so sick of that stupid term, fat finger.
Is that what it is?
Fat finger always goes against precious metals. There's never a fat finger that makes the price go up. In fact, on a daily basis, it's the same exact algorithms every day, just like the Dow Jones propaganda average. I call it the dead ringer. It's the same thing every day. And there's no such thing as a fat finger. It's always the government at work trying to manipulate prices, particularly when you're around option settlement time and there's a lot of money to be lost. Or, for instance, when Janet Yellen is about to come on Capitol Hill and unexpectedly say that she's going to print more money than everyone thought she would. And, you know, there's always a reason to try to quell the sentiment. But right now, you know, I'm in the precious metal bullion business. That's what Miles Franklin does. Sentiment has gotten really low. At the same time, prices around the world are very strong and demand. And so, you know, something is going to give soon in the Western world, too, when it comes to precious metals, because this whole game of pretending everything is well when things are getting much worse, just like pretending that there's a plenty of gold out there when in the real world it's very, very hard to source. You know, it always ends with economic Mother Nature winning.
Are you saying this is common for them? Is this a mistake on their part, or they just on purpose somehow dump all these trades at once this way?
No, it's on purpose. Of course it is. Has anyone ever seen, I challenge anyone to come in and see a flash jump where someone accidentally bought gold and made it go up? It's always down, and it's always during the same. Look, the biggest, and this was silver we're talking about, the biggest slam ever was May 1st, 2011. It was the night that Osama bin Laden was captured, right, or killed or whatever he was. We don't have a body, of course, but that's another story. And it was done on a Sunday night with China closed for a holiday at the exact same time as this flash crash just happened on Thursday night with the exact same algorithm. And, you know, and it's the same kind of thing. But and in fact, in both cases, the price recovered by the time the New York market came. I mean, New York, this flash crash, silver was right back to where it started when the market opened. And then you had the jobs report came out, and still the price of silver was fine. But a half an hour later, at the same time as always, about 10 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time, that's when the physical gold market closes for the day. It's also when the Fed does its covert open market operations. Suddenly it plunged again, and, you know, by a day or two later, it was challenging those lows again. Yes. And sure enough, you know, we found out that the commercials, i.e. the cartel, were covering shorts, and we'll find out more about that on Friday, how much more they covered. Yeah. And the price is back to where it was. Now, it hurt sentiment in a big way.
Who is the cartel? Are they specific brokerage firms? Or, I mean, who is that exactly?
It's the U.S. government. They, of course, use, you know, they're not in there with trading accounts. You know, they have what they call bullion banks, the J.P. Morgans, the Goldman Sachs. About 10 years ago, there was actually a lawsuit. A gold dealer sued J.P. Morgan and Barrick Gold, who is the biggest gold miner in the world, for suppressing the price, for manipulating it. And Barrick Gold and J.P. Morgan said, no, we should be immune because we're acting as agents of the government. Of course, these kind of things don't get reported, but, I mean, it's a fact. They admitted that they were doing it, and you don't need their admission because it's pretty obvious what the motivation is. And it's very, very common. It happens all day, every day. I mean, do you wonder why the Dow never falls anymore? It doesn't even have an intraday decline anymore. I mean, it's because they've realized that we have this manipulative technology that we can use all day long, every day. It started in 1987 when right after the market crashed and right after Greenspan became the chairman, they created what's called the President's Working Group on Financial Markets, which is basically the PPT. George Stephanopoulos, when he was in office with the Clinton administration, admitted that's what it is, the PPT. And now the PPT works all day long supporting the stock market. There's also an agency that's been around since the 1930s in the government. No one knows about it, but it's real, called the Exchange Stabilization Fund. And their mandate is to, quote, manage, the foreign exchange and gold markets, which means that they manipulate it. Mm-hmm. To make things look better than they are.
So where are we, Andy, with the gold market now? From what I understand, it's kind of a precarious spot price-wise. How would you describe it?
There's nothing precarious about it. I write every single day for free. I'm probably the best writer and the most prolific writer in the whole sector, by far. I mean, really. And I talk about this all the time. All the technical analysis means nothing. It doesn't worry me at all. I wrote an article. I mean, I write millions of articles. One in particular I wrote a week ago called Precious Metals Ultimate Downside Protection. Look, the mining industry is collapsing. There is no more mining industry. It's dead in the water. They're out of money. They haven't found anything in years. Production is collapsing. The production cost is going up because all the low-hanging fruit has been found, and it's not going to get any easier anytime soon. So, look, there's almost no downside here because they're just, because the cost is so high to produce it.
Okay, but this year, what kind of a year has gold had so far, would you say?
Gold's up for the year. That's the amazing thing. This is what they do. Like on Sunday night, I've been writing about these things for years, Sunday night sentiment. They make sure the price is falling on Sunday night to kill sentiment, right? 192 out of 202 weekends now. That's over 4 years that I've been counting, 95% of the time. 2:15 a.m. in the morning, that's when the London paper pre-market opens, super thin traded paper markets. 95% of the time the market goes down over the past 4 years. And yet this year, where, for instance, it's been 95%, gold's up for the year. It's up like 7% this year. You talk about a six sigma standard deviation. These are like 10 sigma. It's so obvious to anyone who cares, but most people don't care. They just want to, pretend that there's an alternate reality out there.
Okay, and how long, in your view, can the government continue holding gold prices down then?
Well, it's getting very tight. The physical markets around the world are probably as tight as they've ever been, and the money printing is as large as it's ever been before. I mean, so, how long? I mean, it's hard to tell, only that the fact that we're getting so close to the point where the physical market overwhelms the paper selling, because that's what it all comes down to. I mean, they probably sold all of the Fort Knox gold by now after all the years. The math says it's the only place they could have gotten it from. So I would say it's not going to be much longer, especially because, look what Janet Yellen said. More money printing for everyone. It's never going to stop.
It's Andrew Hoffman, CFA and the media director at Miles Franklin Precious Metals Investments. You can find him at milesfranklin.com. Andy, it's been incredibly insightful. Thank you very much.
Anytime, Mike.
All right, Andy, thanks again. I can tell you we've got some listeners that are going to love hearing you on the air. So thanks again. I'll reach out. Let's talk again.
Sure. And by the way, do you have a recording of this?
Yeah.
Or you have one?
Yep. In fact, I'll send you the MP3 in a couple of minutes here.
Perfect. Thanks
right.
so much.
Excellent. Thanks again.
Thanks. Bye.
Talk to you. Bye. And we'll be right back. I'm Michael Cohen. And we're coming right back. I'm Michael Cohen. You're listening to 1320 WILS.